Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley coming in with a Ultimate Dance Party podcast episode. Mentally and the Haze coming in hot. Zombie Matt and Zombie Betsy have a podcast for you. You will figure out what that all means in a moment. But before we really jump into it, I do want to plug a couple things that we're working on. Betsy, who is very funny, who I have a good time with. We spent a lot of time this last week, but she does have a podcast on her own that is really good. Have a Seat podcast. Check that out. I guest co-hosted last week as well. That was really fun. My It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia season 3 is going up slowly. Next week, we will have the final episodes, and I'll also post the updated statistics. Who has won the most episodes? Who has the most quotes? How many times has Cricket appeared? I don't know. Just fun little stuff like that. So check that out. I just posted The Gang Gets Whacked and Dennis Looks Like a Register Sex Offender. Oh, also check out our Instagram. You could maybe actually follow a lot of what we've done this past week on the Instagram, Mentally and the Haze. You can also check these out at Mentally Speaks. So yeah, hit us up on Instagram, Mentally and the Haze. It's also under the umbrella of Mentally Speaks on Facebook as well. Like it, rate it, review it. I don't know. That's what I've heard other podcast people say. I'm just happy you're listening, folks. But if you do want to post a little something, something, that would be nice. So Betsy and I really, we tried really hard to bring you a dance podcast. Almost too hard. We are very close to our deathbeds. So please send your condolences. We're fine. I'm kidding around. But we still had fun. Hopefully you have fun. We did go to Low End Theory last night at the Airliner, the third to last one that has ever been in existence. We had a good time there. But once again, a little different episode this week because it has been a crazy fun adventure. And then hopefully the next episode we'll be back to rating and reviewing the best and worst dance places in Los Angeles. So thanks again for tuning in. Let's get to it.
Did Matt lead us through?
All right, it's about time I get a little respect around here. Captain Matt, board the ship. Everybody aboard.
I regret calling you that. Ooh.
Thanks for tuning in. We got a lot to get to, ladies and gentlemen. And Betsy is literally leaving to catch a plane soon
in an
to
hour.
New Orleans. All right, so we got a good show coming up for you. A lot of stuff to get to. Matt Mentley,
Betsy Hayes,
coming at you.
It's like, oh, am I supposed to say something besides my name?
Absolutely not. So we have a rock and roll lifestyle, and this is what has happened, folks.
Dude, you have no idea.
We've tried to spread out these dance parties so we can, like, drop one every other week, blah, 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 have a good time, et cetera, et cetera. So last Wednesday was our scheduled Low End Theory night.
Which is ending at
the Airliner. It is an experimental hip-hop night that's been going on since 2006 at the Airliner in Lincoln Heights. I lived in Lincoln Heights last year for 4 months, and so I was there a lot. But it's ending in a couple weeks, so we kind of put it on the schedule to be like, well, we got to get to this thing before it bounces. Now, I'm a very big planny guy. I like when things work out. When they don't work out, I get a little crab apple-y. So we go to the Low End Theory last Wednesday. We get there at about like 10:15, you know, our late / early time. And there is a huge line
around the building for miles. We couldn't even
miles.
We couldn't see the end of it.
We didn't actually get to the end of the line. So,
it was so overwhelming as soon as we got there.
So we are like, well, fuck this. Why? I'm not standing in line for hours and hours.
Yeah,
because
that would make
there.
A brilliant podcast. Yeah. Yeah, we waited in line and then we didn't get in. Bye.
Line B minus. Like, what the hell are we supposed to fucking say? So I'm all mad. So we did a little tiny pub crawl. We could do 30 seconds on these places. We literally are just like, well, let's get out of here. We're not getting into this place.
We did a pub crawl, but a pub crawl in Los Angeles means you have to take 1,000 Ubers / Lyfts. Oh, my God. I was so tired.
That is annoying. And that it's not like Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, or New York, D.C., because everything's so spread out here that it's not like, well, let's go to that area that has 8 bars in a block.
Right.
That just doesn't happen here. So we went to Footsie's.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little cocktail bar with a pool table and a patio in the back. Not too bad. Not too shabby place. They also have dancing, too, mostly on the weekends. So we might have to slip back into that place.
Yeah.
Again. Sure. So then we go to the city's nightclub where my friend Brando promotes. You forgot about all of this, haven't you?
No, this one I remember. I kind of forgot what Footsie's was like until I'm still struggling. But no, this place with Brando, we were just so not wearing the right outfit.
It is an 80s dark wave night. Now, Brando has done a great job with it and it was packed.
Yes.
And the DJs they get, I've brought a friend who likes that kind of music. I'm not into 80s super dark wave like this, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend, Michael, who did go with me, who is more into that. And he was like, I love this place. These are deep cuts, like blah, blah, blah. So, hey, quick shout out to Brando. He comes into play in this story pretty strongly as well. But we go there. You're right. We're underdressed. We're not prepared for 80s dark wave night in any shape or form.
No, and if I had been prepared, I would have dressed the fuck up.
So there's another one we might have to hit again. So I'm telling Brando our sad story, tried to go to Low End Theory, but to no avail, where he snaps back like, let me get you on the list. I know a bunch of people over there. So it was like, great.
We'll go next week.
We'll go next week when we, you know, when we
AKA
actually get
last
in.
Last night. That was last night.
Yeah, so this is last Wednesday. So then after City's Nightclub, which once again, every Wednesday night, the Breakfast Club, Dark Wave, shout out to Brando, we went somewhere else.
Where did we go after that?
I don't remember what it was. It was downtown.
Oh, the place that I suggested.
You suggested it, and we went.
Oh, if only I could remember the goddamn name of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are almost dead. That's the point of this. I'm taking you through this because we are at our wit's end.
Yeah.
I could take a 3-month nap.
Going out last night was so hard.
Ooh. So we're only in last Wednesday. So that's a fun night. Betsy, if you remember what the place was called, say it.
If I had my phone, I could Google it. It's a bar downtown, and they're affiliated with Triple Beam Pizza, which is where I work, and it's the names of the owner's sons, so I'm like, oops, sorry, I can't remember it. Anyway, they treated us like royalty. We got free champagne and a free cookie and
I
stuff.
Loved it.
They were like, oh, of course, you work at Triple Beam? Here's some stuff.
They were very nice to us. And that's also the theme I do want to point out between Brando, between going to this place. Everybody's pretty nice to us.
Yeah.
We got a pretty sweet life. So that was a lot of fun. So that's last Wednesday. The schedule is not going to allow us to do a bunch of podcasts because I'm going to be gone in the Midwest for a week in August, blah, blah, blah. So I start looking ahead and I'm like, we should really go to this Motown Mondays on Monday so we can release a pod on Wednesday, aka July 25th, yesterday. So we get all ready to go to Motown Mondays, one of my favorites, at the Shortstop.
So excited for this. I prepped with Pandora. I was so ready.
We were also, oh, fuck me, time out.
I forgot about the Standard. Oh, God.
So Saturday, we go to the Standard downtown, the Standard Hotel.
which I had very much talked about in that last podcast because I was very excited to see the standard. And Matt had a friend who works at the bar on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, oh, we're going to get hooked up again.
Mm-hmm.
And she totally hooked us up. I mean,
she
that was great.
She got us in. It was freaking awesome. We went during the day.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
So I think
there was still a line at the standard to get in during the day.
Yeah, there was a line. It's like everybody's up there in their like half bathing suits and everything. But mm-hmm. it just the clientele of the standard is not so much people that we would typically associate with.
Oh, yeah. Clientele F minus. No, it's just, yeah, they were people who were very different than we were. So
less down to earth, I guess, is the generous way to put it.
But we had a good time. We got some cool photog opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Except that rooftop is only, what, like 13 stories
high? Right.
So you're surrounded by all these skyscrapers. You're like, oh, this view is nice.
Yeah.
Look at these tall buildings that are totally blocking the actual view of LA.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, when I hear rooftop, the Intercontinental, which is, I think, right next door, is another hotel where you can literally get, like, on its...
Like, you get lightheaded from that elevator ride.
Right. And I asked that before the standard thing. I didn't realize it was only on the 13th floor, but I was like, are my ears gonna pop? Like, are we going up this elevator? No.
Well, I think it's an old building. 13 floors. I wanted to do some research on the standard. We never did that. Maybe later I'll figure it out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, do your own damn research. We're busy.
We're so busy.
So we go to the standard hotel. Once again, if you have a friend like Kristen who works there and gets you in the fast line, I'd go, but maybe skip that one. But we have a great time there. Once again, shout out, Kristen. Thank you so much for helping us out there. Now we get around to Motown Monday. And I'm like, we got to do this because our schedule is not allowing us to be able to do a lot of these dance pods, right? So Motown Mondays, we're excited. You get dressed up. It's all good in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But we get an email that day saying it's George Clinton night.
Yeah. And for those of you who are my age, you would say, who?
Whom?
Excuse me.
I don't even know if that's right. Yes, you would say that, which is okay. So I'm like, okay, cool. It'll be similar to the Bowie night that we had at the Grand Star Jazz Club, where it'll be heavy George Clinton, but... You know, whatever.
Or so we thought.
The last hour and a half was all George Clinton.
Oh, my God. And it was just... We recorded a podcast for this night, but I had such a bad time that it was just like... And also, Motown Monday, that's not typically the music that they play, so right. We didn't want to, like, badmouth the night when it wasn't, like, a true night because it was kind of a specialty holiday. I don't even know what you would call
it. It was his birthday. It was George Clinton's birthday. Yeah. That's kind of why they did it. And they do that from time to time. They'll have, like, Stevie Wonder night, which would have been a more fun night as well. So, I mean, it just kind of sucked, and the podcast wasn't, like... Well, that energetic, like, we just had a weird night there. It wasn't that, like, it wasn't even bad enough for us to be like, yeah, this is bad, like,
it was
blah,
kind
blah,
of
blah.
Just,
this
yeah.
This is weird.
We were not seeing eye to eye, it was weird.
So we're out on Monday. We record a podcast on Tuesday. We're like, we can't do this.
Tuesday morning, because I had work before.
Tuesday morning. And so once again, to reiterate this, Betsy and I want to die. So, Brando comes through with the hookup for Low End Theory, and he's like, I gotcha. Once again, line skipping opportunity, similar to Kristen in the standard. And we thought about bailing for a minute, but there's no possible way we could have done this. We had to do a podcast. Since we scrapped Motown Monday, we got nothing. So we literally have to do this. So we're just being honest with you folks to be like, We went to Low End Theory. I don't even think we can really grade it properly. I don't know how we should handle it.
I just took
a bunch of notes. Maybe let's just go through it. But I mean, it wasn't, we were so fucking just dead from having 19,000 beers in the span of 6 days.
I'm so tired.
I'm so tired, dude. But we're doing it for you out there, ladies and gentlemen, the avid listener.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Except they're not even, we're just doing this to our damn selves.
So, this brings us to the airliner. That's the long-winded way of me bringing all back home to the airliner. Like I said, it's in Lincoln Heights, opened in 2006. We got a nice little sweet skipping the line situation.
That was legit. Security last night was crazy.
That's my first note. You were very intimidated by security? I mean,
it's just, I guess because they have so many people trying to get in that the security is necessary, right?
Yeah, that was a big night.
Yeah, so that makes sense. It's just that you had said, like, oh, this music, you just get super stoned and you just like, meh, like zone out. But when you prep the night with getting super stoned and then you're like manhandled, well, you're not manhandled, but like mentally manhandled by security, you're just like, oh God, am I going to get like thrown out or something? Like, I'm afraid now.
I used to be like you. I think it is an authoritative thing that you're just like, oh, you're security. Well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Right?
I'm terrified
and
of
so
authority.
Now, the more concerts I've been to, the more I've been like, ah, these guys are just
doing their job,
and they're just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we spend a little time in line, but not very much. Once again, we go in. Brando had the hookup. Thanks once again. So we go in. There's three rooms. The airliner.
There's kind of like
still,
four rooms.
Yeah,
just I mean, four, like,
that's
areas.
Fair, too. Yeah. But the airliner is still sticking around.
Yeah.
So it's not the airliner that's ending. Low End Theory is ending, and it's ending on August 11. So, you know, once again, if you want to get your tickets.
Would you recommend people go? Because it's so, it was very crowded. Okay, here. Well, we also didn't stay very long, so we couldn't get a very good, you know.
We got
gauge
there
of the night
right at 9 because that was what was suggested to us, since
that's how we even could get in. Yeah.
Even though we're on the list, if they're at capacity, they're at capacity. They can't just let, you know, us in. I've been working out at the gym recently, so I'm almost at like 2 people
right
capacity, you know, with these guns. I just kissed my arms.
He almost missed. They're so small.
So we get through line, get through security. So yeah, let's go through the place, because there's a cool bar at the bottom, huge bar
with spinny seats. Bonus
spinny
points.
Seats, the only thing you liked last night. And they also have food, a little food like ordering. What would you call it? Kiosk?
Was it a kiosk, or do you
no.
order at the bar?
No. Didn't you see it at the end of the bar? There was that little window.
No, I just saw the sign that said chicken sandwich.
Okay, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are fucking dead people. So, there's a nice little bottom. You got the bar there. Cool. You go to the back. There's a back patio.
Well, first, you have to walk through the haunted house hallway to get to the back patio.
Haunted house hallway?
That's what I walked through, and I was like, this feels like a haunted house. I feel like, because there was like a sharp corner and it was all painted black and there was like a weird stairs. I was like, I feel like I'm going to get killed.
We survive and we get to the back patio, which is awesome.
Yes.
So they have a stage out there. They have, I don't know if you noticed, kind of at the back, they seem to have a maybe makeshift bar, but I've never seen it open.
Mm.
You know? So really fun over there. You go up the stairs. There's this little porch action happening.
That I felt uncomfortable on.
Because of the, you were nervous about fire code?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was high and like I could feel the boards creaking underneath my feet.
Okay.
And then I realized that we were standing on top of the club, and I was like, this is such a packed night. What if we just fall through and everybody dies? I was like, really paranoid.
That's why there's a huge line outside, though, Betsy, is because it's like they don't want a billion people in there. Right.
Thankfully, security knew how to, they were actually like really good at their job. So,
well, and because at some point, I mean, I do want to get to the other room. Actually, that's a good transition. So upstairs, there's a porch, and then you go inside, and then it's another music room with mostly
with
DJs.
With another bar.
Yeah, with another bar. So usually I sneak up to that top bar. I find that I'm able to slither in the back corner a lot easier in the upstairs bar and get served quickly, which I did once again. So you're right. We got there right at 9. Not very crowded. They're still slowly letting people in.
Slowly.
To the line. They're slowly, like, getting rid of the line, right?
Yeah.
So we have a little time to chill. Now, unfortunately, again, we get there at 9 very early. The inside act did not start until 9:30. The outside act did not start until 10 o'clock.
So we're just waiting.
And two dead people are just really struggling. Your heroes, ladies and gentlemen, really, I can't stress it enough. We're doing this for you. Just kidding. It was still pretty fun. So once things started to get going, like, yes, it did start to get more crowded, right?
Yeah.
As the night went on, they're letting in this big-ass line that they have outside. They were kind of choking off, having some choke-off points of the outdoor patio.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't get, like, too mushed up in the front.
Which I really, I never have seen, like, I was asking you, like, if it was always like this with security, and you were like, no, it was dangerous a little bit.
Oh, before I even was going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they used to not have that, and people would just, like, cram it. Because if you don't have security telling people, hey, we're at limit, then people are just going to shove their bodies into places, and then you're just going to be shoulder to shoulder, and then, like, you won't be able to get out. Like, sounds terrible.
No, it was really, we were packed in there like sardines. So once again, I'm just, like, telling Betsy, hey, let's just hang out here for a bit. Let's see it. Let's experience it. It's still a fun place. It's still it's still worth going and checking out, which it totally was.
The bar is rad. I will give it that.
The airliner itself is definitely a place to check out.
So
they have bands
cool.
there on the weekends. Like, they'll have shows on that outdoor patio that is really sweet. Mm-hmm. Like I said, service was really good. Never really had an issue there, so.
But we haven't really had an issue with service anywhere. And I think we were talking about this last night, that L.A. just has, like, their bartending scene, like, is, like, I don't know how to describe, professional.
Yeah.
You know, being a bartender or a mixologist is a profession.
And it's tough to get into. It's very competitive here.
Yeah, and if you make a lot of money also, if you're good.
Yep.
So it's hard to find a bar.
Making
in LA.
Money in LA is tough.
Yeah, so you got to hustle. These bartenders know who to, how to play it, and so that's why our service is probably not going to ever. I mean, if unless we go to a really crappy bar, then all the other grades are going to follow. But service has been an A all around LA. So.
We'll see. I mean, sometimes it's not the bartender's fault if it's like a tiny bar and there's too many people, or like there's a lot of things that can go into it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But you're right. We've been very lucky with service so far. You wanted to talk about the style of the crowd, the clothing that was being worn.
Oh, yeah. And you were asking, like, compared to the other nights, but I couldn't remember for the life of me what anybody else was wearing, because this crowd was dressed similar to my style. They were all wearing, like, well, I mean, not everybody's wearing the same thing, but, like, people were making choices at this place, and I appreciated it. Like, there was a couple of overalls, there was like a lot of crop shirts with stripes that were very 90s, there was a lot of mom jeans. Like, I really enjoyed that people had their own individual style, as opposed to people that just dress like they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, these people care about the way they dress. Oh, absolutely. I appreciate that.
It was a pretty...
And it was a very young crowd. Like, it was people my age, which I was expecting it to be, like, your age and people that, like, you know, had other things going on. But I kind of felt like, oh, I might get hit on, and I kind of never like feeling like that. I don't like people my own age.
As she yells at me from across the table. Fair enough. But the style was pretty good. Maybe we should flip that more into future pods, the style of the crowd. Because what would you say? The crowd, I thought, was pretty chill for as packed as it was. The packed part was annoying, but I didn't really feel like the crowd was... Booty LA being the... on the annoying side of
the
crowd.
The low bar. Yeah. we also, I feel like, didn't maybe stay long enough to...
No. Have people really get hammered and shit like that.
Really feel the vibe of the people. It was kind of everybody was like waiting for the show to begin. So yeah. We're all kind of tentative. But in that one room, I don't know. I mean, it's also what I wore. I didn't feel comfortable like really dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that might be something to the DJ. It might be I should maybe wear something a little more covering or whatever. But
oh, I forgot to mention, like... We've had this crazy week. It's also been 105 degrees outside, which is also something that I just want, like, I should be napping.
Help us.
Please save us from these parties. SOS. It's been, I have that in my notes, 1,000 degrees. Ugh.
And also, I've been, like, working, and I had two podcasts on Monday also, and then we went out. It's just, there's... And now I'm leaving for Bachelorette weekend. I'm not going to make it.
We will get to that at the end. I do want to still talk about that. So, the style, the crowd. Now, again, we got there early, and we were tired. It's just been a weird, crazy week. So, again, this low-end theory... I guess also doesn't need our grade. It's leaving, and it's also very legendary. So, like, who cares?
Good but like, job, the, us.
But hey, listen.
That was a high five.
We go, and we try our best for you guys. So the music acts, you know, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
They just started. I mean, again, it was like... We were getting there so early, the crowd wasn't really into it yet. Like, there was a lot of chat birds still happening, especially in the patio area.
Yeah, well, that's all you could do
and
because
everybody
that
was
guy
just talking.
Was just rapping there, with no melody.
I think live rap is hard to do. I will say that.
I'm sure it's very difficult.
I think it's similar to. I also dislike solo acoustic music, because I just think it's hard. It's just you up there noodling with your guitar or whatever. At least with rap, you do get a DJ.
But the beat, I just did not.
The beats were not.
Care for that performance. The beat was very basic, so it wasn't like you could dance. You kind of had to sit there and listen to the guy. What did I say? It felt like we were being lectured at.
By a rapper. Yeah.
He yelled at the crowd at one point.
He was,
and I thought he was gonna like do some weird, like, I don't know, political speech or something. I thought he was just gonna start berating us. Like, I was afraid of. He had too much power with that microphone. Is how I felt.
I don't know if I go that far. I would just say like he was more our friend Lewis. Really likes him and was like, oh,
bailed on us.
You gotta, well,
rude.
Things
he's got
happen.
A baby. It's fine.
He's got a baby and he's not as rock and roll as us, obviously.
No, we just have.
I do not have a baby. Lewis has a baby. He really liked this performer and was like, you gotta see this guy. And, it, you know, we saw him.
We did our job.
And it wasn't that good. So again, but I think overall, because this low end theory was kind of like a showcasey type thing. So I mean, music would start 9:30, 10 o'clock, and DJs are just going until 2 o'clock in the morning, like rotating. So I mean, we could have, if we were in better shape, we definitely would have gotten our second wind, stuck around for the second acts. I mean, we really only got the experience of music for a short time there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Jinx.
So
my brain just shut off and...
You are going to New Orleans. That's also the funny thing about all of this.
In what time is it? Because I got to leave soon.
You got to leave in 15 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to New Orleans for my cousin's bachelorette weekend. I'm very excited, but I definitely need... Also, the music they were playing last night, just... I needed energizing music to
get
through
it. It was very sleepy.
Yeah, it was very, like, just bumping, like, very swayy.
Yeah.
With your body. So once I sat down... Remember, in the upstairs, I sat down and I was enjoying the music, and he was like, "That's what I was afraid of. You were going to fall asleep. I don't want you to fall asleep." And I was like,
I was jealous. I wanted to fall asleep.
I wasn't falling asleep. That was the only way I could enjoy the music because I was so tired.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, this weekend, if I need some, I'm going to have to jump around a lot to like keep it up.
For a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Right. To reiterate that fact. Which I think is like 10 times more hilarious that we did all of this stuff and you're getting on a plane to do that. So once again, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, don't mean to disappoint. We tried. Maybe we should name the episode this. We tried. Get off our backs. No, we still had a fun week. Thanks again, Brando, Kristen, hooking us up.
Yeah, guys.
We got
Everson and Royce. That is the name of the bar.
Oh, good job.
So thank you to the owners of Everson and Royce. It's ERB mm-hmm. Bar is like the name of it, but they kept calling it ERB, and I was like, those are just three letters. It could be called
E-R-B?
ABC. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Everson
like the nickname?
Everson and Royce Bar, oh, okay. ERB. But I was like, ABC, EFG, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But that bar is nice. And apparently there's a back patio that we did not check out.
We did not go to that one. I've been there before, and I do remember it, and it is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But that was the place last Wednesday, thanks to them as well. So we do have Green Slime coming up next Saturday.
When I come back? Should we wait? I don't know. We'll see.
Should we wait?
I don't know. Am I going to still be dead?
No, we got to give the people what they want.
All right.
And it's your birthday as well coming up.
On the 2nd.
So lots of fun stuff.
Wish me a happy birthday. I'm just kidding.
Thank you again for listening. We tried, and hopefully we still got into something here.
Oh, man.
Any last words?
Oh, I just want to comment that we had a terrible Uber driver that one night. After Motown Monday, that just capped the night real nice. After we got yelled at by Charles P. Funk or whatever his name is. George Clinton. I didn't like that music. And then the Uber driver, you and me were bickering because that's just how we communicate.
Yeah, I thought it was fun bickering.
I thought it was fun bickering too. But I think we probably were shouting because we had just been drilled in the ear by that
music. We're
also
fairly loud.
So the guy that was driving us was like, "Hey, guys, it's very distracting. Can you stop?" And he was like reprimanding us.
Yeah.
And then so in response to that, we started whispering, arguing.
We started whispering because he told us to be quiet.
And
so I'm like, okay, I guess I understand we are loud people, but.
And then we whispered and he got mad at us again.
He did. He told us you don't need to whisper.
And he was like offended.
What do you want, buddy? Whisper, don't whisper. Come on, man.
Oh, I just needed to say that because that was weird. I thought that guy gave me a really weird energy.
Fair enough.
Oh.
We're literally putting this up today. So you're getting it live. You're getting it for reals.
Wish me luck on my weekend away.
I hope Betsy doesn't die. I am going to go ahead and sleep for 9 months like a fucking bear. And, yeah, I'll be back for something here.
Make sure you check out... Did you stop recording?
No, but I do that intro and I plug all our stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, then, never mind. Thanks for tuning in to Mentally in the Haze.
Me. We'll see you later when we actually go... to
a place,
a fucking place,
and give it grades. What do we get? We get an A plus for effort.
We get an A for effort and like a C minus for execution. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Peace out.